617-359-4488 for more information and put us to work for you today.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Why did he do it?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a question for a possible terror suspect in Britain.
He is not currently cooperating.
He used a car as a weapon near Parliament. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, people who were there say the car drove fast into cyclists and pedestrians.
It looks deliberate to me. He didn't swerve. There was not another car, like, behind him. It looked like it was planned.
The car ended up ploughing into a security barrier outside Parliament. Three people were injured. Counter-terror police chief Neil Basu saying the driver has been arrested.
It certainly appears to be a deliberate act, but what the motivation is, we can't say.
He said the suspect has been detained on suspicion of terrorist offences. Dave?
Simon, President Trump tweeted about the attack, writing, "These animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength." Last night, when out fundraising for a Republican in New York, President Trump urged Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to run against him in 2020.
The one thing we know, and they do say, anybody that runs against Trump suffers.
Now, it's primary day in four states. The closely watched races in Wisconsin. Two Republicans vying to challenge Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin this fall.
Both of Minnesota's Senate seats are on the ballot. Primaries held for the special election to fill the seat vacated by Democrat Al Franken earlier this year, and the regularly set election for the seat held by incumbent Democrat Amy Klobuchar. Wisconsin and Minnesota also have governor's races. Gubernatorial candidates also running today in Vermont and Connecticut.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A disaster in Italy. A highway bridge collapsed in the city of Genoa. At least 11 people are dead in the 20 cars and trucks that went down in the rubble. Rescuers are using sniffer dogs to look for more victims. In California, a firefighter from Utah became the sixth one killed battling wildfires across the state. He was on the front lines of the largest one, the Mendocino Complex fire. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
A constitutional drama is playing out in West Virginia, setting up an impeachment trial in the state Senate.
The West Virginia GOP-controlled House of Delegates taking the drastic step of impeaching all four justices in the state Supreme Court late Monday night over more than $3 million in lavish office renovations. One of the suspended justices is under federal indictment and named in 8 impeachment articles, which include allegations he lied about taking home a $42,000 antique desk and a $32,000 suede leather couch. Other articles involve office upgrades for 3 other justices. A 5th justice retired and agreed to plead guilty to federal wire fraud. Democrats argue Republicans are trying to steal the court away from voters who elected the justices in nonpartisan elections. Sean Langell, Fox News.
There are reports singer Aretha Franklin is now in hospice care in Detroit, seriously ill. 76-year-old Franklin's been battling health problems and announced last year she'd retire. One of her nephews told People magazine she's in good spirits. It's Elvis Week in Memphis, nearly 41 years after Elvis Presley died, bringing thousands of people out to Graceland.
In a chapel in the woods right next to Elvis's beloved Graceland Monday, 10 couples said I do again.
Well, having witnessed your vows of affirmation, I once again
Some of them had been married for decades, and some were practically newlyweds. Chance and Caitlin McPeak have only been married about 13 months.
We actually got engaged here in the old chapel, so we've got a lot of memories here, and Our kids enjoy it.
But all the couples had one thing in common, their love for Elvis. Well, and the blue suede cake that was served at the reception. In Memphis, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures rising before the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two bars around the University of Illinois are closing next month. WCIA says Firehouse and Clybourne are closing. The previous owner said he is looking for a new location for the bars. New owners will be putting up high-rise apartments for students. Urbana police are investigating an armed robbery at the Domino's at 1108 North Cunningham Avenue. The suspect demanded money from an employee, grabbed cash, and took off. This was at about 10 o'clock Sunday night. A new report says 3 out of 4 incoming Illinois kindergarten students are not adequately prepared to start that level of school. WEEK says numbers from the Kindergarten Individual Development Survey show just 24% of incoming Illinois kindergarten students are ready in math, language and literacy, and social and emotional development when they start school. Black, Hispanic, or Latino students were less ready for kindergarten than their white or Asian peers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. The best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Come out and see why Willow Pond Golf Club is the most improved golf course in Central Illinois. Play a beautiful course at a great price in Rantoul. Golf for $25 Monday through Friday and $30 on the weekends. Plus, don't forget the senior special. Golf Monday through Friday with a cart for $20. Work on your swing. Work on putting. There's no better place to finish up the golf season than playing Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul. And don't forget to grab a great meal and drinks at the 19th Hole Bar and Grill. Willow Pond Golf Course. We'll see you at the pond.
We had our fabulous event at the Pines here. That big old mile run. Remember that mile at the Pines?
Yes.
We got a check here. We want to present CU Schools Foundation.
Nice.
We'll do that coming up. Also, Brenda Rogers, Lifeline Connect, the big ribbon cutting to continue to change lives and generations. We'll do that coming up this hour as well. It is Tuesday. This is August 14th. I was on campus, by the way, and starting to pick up. My meter ran out, and I'll be darned within 5 minutes.
You got a ticket.
It was the first timer, so I got the free one.
Okay, gotcha.
But, I mean, 5 minutes.
We're taking note of Quad Day on Sunday the 26th with FedEx, Crossroad Corner Consignment, Rosati's Pizza, and CarX, helping us with some great deals
yeah.
as we hand out bags.
We hand out bags to students on the peripheral University of Illinois. Let's check weather.
Sunshine, high 87, 67 our low tonight. Chance of showers at 10%, bumps up to a 90% chance of rain both Wednesday and Thursday. Highs right around 80 down into the mid-60s again. 70 now on ESPN 93.5.
I love great baseball play-by-play calls. I thought Pat Hughes had one with David Bodie's Grand Slam winner. Pat Hughes, when they get to that apex of excitement, Cardinals had that last night. John Rooney with two on, one out, Cardinals down 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning with the likely at this minute, likely National League most valuable player, Matt Carpenter.
Carpenter with 32 home runs, 65 runs batted in. Of the 65 RBIs, 3 was sacrifice flies. And sometimes looking for the sacrifice fly, the batter delivers the big fly. Second and third, one out. Solis from the stretch. The pitch to Carpenter. A swing, and there's a drive. Hit deep. Left center field. Way back. Way back. It's a goner. A goner. Carpenter hits a three-run homer, and the Cardinals take the lead in the eighth. Oh, my.
That's a great call. It's really fabulous. You get them every now and then. That was a great one. Again, Pat Hughes on US 105.9 with the Bodie Grand Slam. Sunday night was another one. Fun stuff. Cardinals are in the discussion for a wild card, no question. All right, the U.S. is bracing for cyber attacks. Iran could launch in retaliation for the reimposition of sanctions this week by President Donald Trump. cybersecurity and intelligence experts say concern over that cyber threat has been rising since May when Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. The president of Radius AI, an active visual analytics company, a senior fellow at the Center for Digital Government, a contributor on national cybersecurity at thehill.com, the learned one, live from Las Vegas this morning, Morgan Wright. How are you?
Stevie J, good morning, sir. Yes, in the home of Lost Wages, Nevada.
Oh, now, we know just how much you've already socked away. It's in your room safe. I can see it from here. Come on.
I better put that tape back over my camera then.
Hey, listen, I just read a whole bunch of qualifications. I still don't know what you do. You're just one of those geeky, really smart guys when it comes to this. If I know Iran's going to hit me, cyber attack me, why can't I stop it?
That's the $64,000 question, because we've known for a long time Russia wants to attack us. China does. In fact, they've been doing it. This is like nobody gets run over by a steamroller because there's so much warning. Well, this has been going on for a long time. The problem is people are spending money. They're just not spending it on the right things. We're not holding people accountable, and we're not getting the results we need out of the money we've spent. Until we start doing that, there will always be – we're getting better at it. Don't get me wrong. The DHS is investing in states and in the election infrastructure, a lot of free resources for states and counties and people who run the infrastructure. But we're still not doing enough, especially because 85% of the critical infrastructure in the United States is owned by the private sector, not by the government. So it's very hard to legislate unfunded mandates and tell people you got to go spend money to do this.
I got you. Okay. But I mean, this is high level stuff as far as programming and getting in. Hackers, you have to be really, really smart to get into this stuff. But, you know, we know it's out there. We know it's a threat. It's becoming more important because so much of our world is online. But, I mean, Morgan, if somebody unplugs something and I can't call or text or email, I don't know how this country would function.
Yeah, if Facebook goes down for 2 minutes, people are having, you know, panic attacks because they can't update their status. Look, we have become so tied to communications. In fact, there's three things you go after. If you want to go after a country, you go after their power, their water, and their communications. Because if people can't talk, they can't hear, it creates chaos, it creates anxiety. So you're absolutely right. I'll tell you, but there is, you know, some of these guys are smart, but guess what? We're not as smart as we ought to be, because some of these holes they've been able to get into and get in through are glaring holes. These are things, for example, when North Korea launched their big WannaCry ransomware attack, this was a patch and a warning Microsoft had put out 3 to 4 months before, because guess what? They got a heads up from the NSA that somebody took one of our tools and they're going to use it for bad things. Even though people had a 3-4 month warning that you need to patch this, guess what? A lot of them still didn't do it. So, you know what it boils down to? Accountability. Until we really start holding people accountable, you're not going to get the results we need to protect our infrastructure.
All right, Morgan Wright, genius. What can Stevie J do in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois? What do I do about knowing this?
Well, hey, look, you're actually a target for Iran, and I'll tell you why. Anybody who's maybe trading in virtual currency, or anybody who clicks on a link, because what Iran is doing, because the rial, the Iranian currency, is just taking a nosedive like an Acapulco, you know, it's plummeting to the earth. These guys are trying to find ways to get other types of money. That's virtual currency. So they will launch ransomware attacks. They will try and find people who deal in Bitcoin. So you, Stevie J, as the front line of defense, quit clicking on links. You know, make sure your stuff's encrypted. Make sure you got good passwords. The biggest way they're going to do this is by getting you to click on a link to install malware, take over your system. And if they can do it at scale like North Korea did, you know, who knows? They might be able to generate, you know, some money. But North Korea wasn't very successful. But biggest thing you can do if you're listening out there, just be careful. Don't click on links unless you know them. Protect your data. Good passwords. Just some basic hygiene is what you need to avoid about 95% of it.
Because a whole bunch of it is we're going quickly on Google. We go all through the Internet to check on the news. There'll be a link. We hit it. We go fast, and boom, it can happen.
Yeah, or somebody sends you an email, pretends to be a fan of the show. Not that there aren't fans of the show. There's tons of fans of the show. But they say, hey, guess what? I'd like to – this is really cool. Take a look at this. And if you click on that link,
yeah,
guess what's behind it? It could be a PDF document, and boom, there's the toehold into the network.
Well, Morgan, we appreciate you being knowledgeable and helpful, and here's hoping we get better at all this.
Me too. Thanks. All right, thanks, bud.
Thanks for waking up early in Las Vegas, buddy. Good luck at the whatever you play.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Morgan Wright. TheHill.com. He's president of Radius AI, real smart on all this hacking stuff and cybersecurity. Check your sports coming up 8:15 ESPN 93.5.
Delicious food, cold brews, great music and art, the Kids Zone and more. Champaign Park District's Taste of Champaign Urbana is happening August 17th and 18th in Westside Park, Champaign. Try something new at one of the 30 food vendors, 14 new to the event. Hear free live music featuring the Tunzo Fun Band, Elsinore, New Souls, Emily Blue, and more. Support local artists as you shop a variety of arts and craft booths. More information can be found at champagneparks.com/case. Sponsored by Illinois American Water, Central Illinois Bank, and SJ Broadcasting.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, sports headlines at 8:16.
Washington Nationals haven't had a fun time at the end of the game the last couple of games.
I'm telling you, the Nationals are a good team, and they got stung by the Cubs. They got beat by the Cardinals last night.
Right.
In a real back and forth. It was a heck of a baseball game.
So, and the Cardinals now two games off the wild card. So
in the hunt.
7-6 was the final with the Cardinals on top. 7:15 the start tonight on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, some ball game, huh?
Oh, my goodness, Mike. We didn't have 40,000 in the stands last night. That's rather rare. But it sounded like 60,000 when Matt Carpenter hit a two-run homer, giving the Cardinals a 6-4 lead. And Bud Norris, who had saved five games after the All-Star break, just didn't have his sharp stuff last night. And he suffered a blown save for the fourth time this year. Dakota Hudson got the last two outs, though, and picked up a win because Paul DeJong hit a game-winning home run leading off the ninth. The Cardinals won 7-6.
Three home runs in the last two innings, and a big three-run homer by Matt Carpenter. He leads the National League with 33.
Solis from the stretch. The pitch to Carpenter. A swing, and there's a drive. Hit deep. Left center field. Way back. Way back. It's a gunner. A gunner! Carpenter hits a three-run homer. And the Cardinals take the lead in the eighth. Oh, my!
And then the home run to walk it off.
There's a long one in the left. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. Cardinals win it on a home run in the bottom of the ninth by Paul DeJong, the Cardinals shortstop. This Redbird team has been unstoppable.
Well, here are the Cardinals scoring late in games. They have set that tone. And the way they were able to win on the homestand, on the road trip, they just picked it up coming back home. And that's game one of four against the Nationals. We're right back at it tonight.
Cubs in Milwaukee, 120 start today and tomorrow, and you'll hear the action on US 105.9. Detroit over the Chicago White Sox 9-5 yesterday, and Detroit will host the White Sox again today. Big Ten soccer starts Thursday in North Carolina for our ladies, ranked 12th in this preseason poll, and I see they had an exhibition game and fell to the Bears of Cincinnati, but Illini junior goalkeeper Jalen Cunningham was strong defensively, grabbing six saves on the day. And we have some Illinois football as far as our practices from 9 to 11. You can catch that on the Fringe there at Florida and Goodwin. And we also have the Fan Appreciation Day coming up on Saturday between 5 and 6 at Memorial Stadium. So go Illini.
Yeah.
Our Bears have Rokon Smith as part of the action now. The rookie has finally got a contract signed with $18.5 million involved after a 29-day holdout, and he actually missed everything at Olivet. Now they're doing a joint participation practice that's happening with the Broncos.
Want to save money? Go to RadioRefunds.com. We got all kinds of gift cards, like half off.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to RadioRefunds.com. And save money. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 88, low 68. Just a slight chance of a shower. Otherwise, mainly sunshine today. A 90% chance of rain on tomorrow's forecast. High 67, low 69. 82 the high with an 80% chance of showers on Thursday. Chance of showers on Friday at 60%. And the weekend looks pretty good, up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s. Chance of showers at 20%. Right now, the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I don't have to go to jury duty today, but proudly standing by if needed and called as a civic duty in the great county of Champaign. But cool system. They text me. They email me. You do not have to come. You do have to. I mean, it's just really cool. I think they're doing a great job with this. And it's everybody has the same reaction. Oh, it's funny. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Coca-Cola is buying part of Body Armor, the sports drink started by Kobe Bryant. The investment is seen as Coke's attempt to challenge the top-selling sports beverage Gatorade. Kobe Bryant is still a major shareholder in Body Armor. Under the deal, Coca-Cola has an option to buy a larger part of the brand in the future. Google is spending $600 million to expand its data center in South Carolina. Google has only 8 data centers in the U.S. and 15 worldwide. It opened the South Carolina location a decade ago. Environmental groups are opposed to the center, which they say is drawing too much water to cool its servers. Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says he is working with Silver Lake and Goldman Sachs as he works to take the company private. The Dow was down 125 yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 19. The S&P lost 11. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salon Pass gives me relief.
Have you had trouble getting to Rosati's for lunch or dinner because of all the construction? Well, you're in luck. Green Street is now open in Urbana. That means easy access to all the pizza, wings, pasta, sandwiches, wraps, and all your favorites from Rosati's Pizza on South Gregory in Urbana. Rosati's can also cater for your upcoming event or office party. Stop in for lunch or dinner now that Green Street is back open. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, and online at myrosati's.com.
ESPN 93.5, we had a really fun mile at the Pines a few weeks ago. Jan Seeley's in our studio. Kelly Hill, CU Schools Foundation. Jan, it was a tremendous event.
It was a lot of fun, and we had some crazy weather in the few hours leading up to the race, but somehow that weather really brought everybody together and created a spirit that I haven't seen in a while.
And I was here, and there's that feeling you get when something is happening. This was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I think
good energy.
I think it's
really
over 500 next year. I think we're going to have 1,000 runners eventually.
I agree. And I mean, the
really
prevailing
growing.
Sentiment at the end of the evening was, dang, another year. I got to wait another year before I can do this again. So,
well, you could just volunteer to organize every weekend. You had nothing to do. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, great job on the Mile at the Mines. You and Mike did a fabulous job again.
Thank you.
So
right.
Way to go. And we have great news for Kelly Hill. What a cool thing. We got money.
Yes. Kelly, on behalf of Mike Lindeman, the other director, and myself, and everybody at the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon team, our volunteers, and all of our sponsors, we are so happy to present a check to you today for $5,000.
Wow.
But that's not all, because there were a few other donations that came in. So we had Don and Susan on. Don Owen and
Challenge
Susan
Zoll,
they had a competition.
Uh-huh.
Susan won, so she wrote a check to CU Schools for over $200.
Wow.
I got a private donation from Vanna Pianfetti, one of the CU School Board members, and our participants at the end of their registration process had the opportunity to make any kind of donation they want. That brought another $740.
Whoa.
So the total amount that CU Schools has received from Mile to Pounds is $6,023.
That is cool. Kelly, what does $6,000 mean to School Foundation, CU School Foundation?
It's absolutely fantastic, and we are so excited to be partnering with Jan. When I first took this job, one of the first things I said is, you know, Mile to Pines goes to CU Schools Foundation. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. Mike and Jan know how to do a race, and obviously with all the great sponsors we had. So we'll be using this money immediately. We have a grant program that we provide for teachers in Urbana and Champaign every year. And in fact, I'm going to the schools this week to talk to them about that. Teachers will be able to apply for grants from $250 up to $5,000.
Wow.
And we'll be giving them support to elevate the excellence that they're already doing in their schools. So that money will go towards teacher scholarships, scholarships for kids in the spring, and grant money that we give out throughout the year. So It's a great partnership, and we're going to do more next year to help support it so we get more students and teachers.
That's pretty good, Jan. You'd be surprised a little bit about that total. That's a great total.
Well, I knew it was going to be, you know, I got more cash sponsors this year, and we didn't have some of the same startup costs that we had last year. Little of this, little of that, a few more run, more runners. It just all, flows right down to the bottom. So Mike and I are really thrilled, and we can't wait for the next one as
and
well.
And the teachers, they dig in their pockets all the time, and it's nice to have a little bit of relief.
Absolutely. They've got great creative ideas that they can't get done in the regular school day. We want to give them extra funds to continue to help make those students even more excited about being in school.
Back to school for Champaign and Urbana next week?
Yep. Their teachers are at it today.
Okay. Yeah. So they're all getting set and getting that classroom set. And in case somebody is just finding out about Champaign Urbana Schools Foundation, is there a website to visit?
Absolutely. CUSF.org. And all the information about the different things that we have going on this year. We're going to have a breakfast next week to kind of talk to the community about what we've done in the last year. We have a gala. We recognize distinguished alumni from all three of the high schools here in Champaign, Urbana. And we are always looking for people to be involved with us and to participate in the things that we're doing, such as, Mouth the Pines.
Yeah. I remember a spelling bee. Do they still do that?
We are not doing the spelling bee. Yeah, we've consolidated our resources into a few other things.
Okay, gotcha. That was fun, though.
There's a negative of you being a CU Schools Foundation. Poor Habitat for Humanity. Poor Habitat. I love Habitat for Humanity, but Kelly was there before. But you're going to be a great boost for us at the CU Schools Foundation. We're excited you're there. Jan Seeley, great job. And wonderful to
and
work
Mike,
with you.
Yep.
Mike, you
Spence
and Mike,
welcome today.
You carry Lindemann on your back. Everybody knows
that. Oh, for crying out loud.
Never.
That's true.
Thanks to you, Stevie. You guys are tremendous.
Yeah, thank you for all you guys did.
I mean, I was really, because I've been doing this a while and been out with crowds, and you can know when it's happening, when it's not. This was happening.
Mm-hmm.
This was really, I felt the surge of excitement, and people hung around a long time. It wasn't November.
Yeah.
They hung around a long time in July. I think it's going to be wonderful.
We're going to maybe shift the post-race food a little bit towards the savory end. We might try to get some pizza next year, to go with what we had. And
I love
it was
that
great
idea.
Having Riggs Beer Company out there. That was
Do
a nice thing.
Do you think you'll favor the third week of July?
It'll be in July. Okay. We might need to go a little bit earlier next year. My niece is getting married on the weekend of the race this year. So
whatever it takes, Dan.
It'll be in July, we think.
We know we're not doing it without you. So
No. We're excited.
Pick the date.
Yeah.
Good to see both of you ladies. Congratulations, Jan. Thank you for the CU Schools Foundation, Kelly. Great to see you. And I guess the roller coaster is we're on the downhill with school now. Here we go.
Thanks, Stephen.
And good to see both of you. ESPN 93.5, it is 827.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Things need to be said sometimes, and sometimes they need to be said anonymously, because the price that you would pay is either in your life, or in this case, perhaps with your job, or your future employment, or anybody else that says, I don't want to hire a guy who might say something, even if it needs to be said. Whistleblowers and businesses. Anonymous sources, should be treated with some level of skepticism, more than a named source, but they're not a worthless source. Will Muschamp doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to journalism. He may know what he's talking about when it comes to DJ Durkin. He may know what he's talking about when it comes to University of Maryland. We'll wait. We'll hear the other side of that story. We'll see. He's right on two things, and horribly wrong on the other. Because at the end of the day, the one thing that is clear, and the one thing that leads to these stories, and the one thing that leads to these questions, is Jordan McNair died at the University of Maryland. Something went wrong.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions, like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff, so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
ESPN Radio is taking over. ESPN News. You can now watch your favorite radio shows all in one place. From Golic and Wingo. To the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz.
All right, I'm available every day. Thanks.
To the Stephen A. Smith Show.
I just don't understand this guy.
To the Will Kane Show.
It's my job to tell the truth.
From morning to night, the best of ESPN Radio is now available on ESPN News.
Hi, it's CBJ. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, I started CBJ Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. We put together experienced travel experts to assist you, including 40-year travel veteran Bill Owen. Bill was the owner of Franklin Travel and has designed over $200 million in group trips. And Mary Beth Karasik, who has led tours all over the world for nearly 20 years. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. Like our trip to Asia, 5 countries and 7 ports. Our family will host this trip in January. Janet and I will also host a Rhine River cruise on Viking in September of 2019. Or join Mary Beth for a cruise to Alaska, including the train and Denali adventure. Or Mary Beth's incredible canyon country trip in Arizona in October of 2019. For more information, just go to stevieJTravel.com. That's stevieJTravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Hey, it's Tuesday. It is August 14, ESPN 93.5. Time for your news at 8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. At least 22 people are dead in a highway bridge collapse in Genoa, Italy. Firefighters say about 20 cars and trucks were involved and that sniffer dogs and large equipment are being used to look for more people. There's about an 80-yard gap between the two remaining sections of the bridge on a highway connecting Italy and France. President Trump tweets, another terrorist attack in London. These animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. A man's under arrest, pulled from a car by police after driving into people near the British Parliament building. 3 are hurt.
Witnesses describe seeing a car driving at speed against traffic, hitting pedestrians and cyclists, and then crashing into a security barrier.
He was actually behind me, so I thank God that I wasn't actually hit.
Police say the crash is being treated as a terrorist incident.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Improvements are coming to the Avenue and Bush Brothers buildings near Water Street in Champaign. WCIA says the new owner plans to put a bar and restaurant in the Avenue building and a brewery and distillery in the Bush building. The City Council approved a $300,000 grant for $1.6 million in renovations. Urbana police are investigating an armed robbery at the Domino's at 1108 North Cunningham Avenue. The suspect demanded money from an employee, grabbed cash, and took off. This was at about 10 o'clock Sunday night. A reminder to be careful driving around schools and watch out for kids. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says on average, 131 Americans die every year in transportation-related crashes. 75% of crashes involving young pedestrians happen between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. when kids are on their way to or home from school. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Spirit. Radio works. Radios helps fans identify us as the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. It's all about branding, and radio has helped our brand come alive with the people in CU and all over. Radio gives us the opportunity to do live on-location events, which increases excitement around events we have. We get positive feedback from fans all the time that have heard our ads. If you're looking to connect with your customers and increase brand awareness, then you should call Josh at Stevie J Broadcasting today.
Let's talk about how radio can benefit your business. Call 239-4646. I'll talk to you soon.
The Illinois Lottery Grandstand at the Illinois State Fair is ready to rock. August 15th with 311. And The Offspring. 311 and The Offspring. August 15th at the Grandstand. Tickets on sale now through the Grandstand box office or Ticketmaster.com. Also, check out Hailstorm and Mastodon and Foreigner and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
ESPN 93.5, my rain. That's your weather. 68 currently, but we might get rain. We need rain. Well, this Thursday, 9 o'clock in the morning, is ribbon cutting day for Lifeline Connect. This is the program we've talked about, faith-based, helping men reclaim their lives from drug addiction and the amazing success of what has happened. They're going to move from 6 beds to 24 beds. Brenda Rogers is here. So is David Rogers. David, get nice and close and say hi.
Hello, everybody.
You guys,
thank you.
This is amazing. Brenda.
It's exciting.
I mean, you know, first of all, the genesis of Lifeline was what?
By the genesis of Lifeline, we use Genesis, so you're not referring to that. You're talking about the beginning of Lifeline.
Very start of the whole why. I mean, what was the why?
The very start. For years, we had worked with people coming to church. My husband's a pastor, and with drug addiction. And it just seemed like they really wanted help, but would constantly go back and constantly go back to the addiction. And so we eventually realized they need a safe place. They needed a safe environment. They need a change of playgrounds and playmates and place to get help and time to recover. So Lifeline was born, becoming that place.
David, did you think it was going to work? I mean, really?
Oh, absolutely.
You really believed it would work?
Yes, sir.
The difference is faith. The difference is the foundation of having Jesus Christ in your life. I mean, your guys say that.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, I mean, because they've been to other places. And so you guys get in there. They're there for a year.
Yes, minimum of a year.
A minimum of a year. So what happens if it's not working? How hard is that? Because they don't all work. I mean,
well, the person that needs a change has to be desirous of that change and go.
But even if they want it, it might not work. Sometimes it's overpowering. And so you've had sad moments.
We have, and I think that's the hardest thing about what we do.
Yeah.
You get connected and you really care.
But the power of the addiction is crazy.
The thing that works, Stevie J, for Lifeline that is different, I mean, some of our guys, you've had Michael Savage on here.
Amazing guy.
Been in almost every recovery center in Missouri. And as Michael and Les and all of them will tell you, the key is getting to the core issue of why they use.
Mm.
It's if they can get to that root of whether it's a belief system, a wound, something that's happened. And we do kind of what you call take Jesus to the wound. That's a part of the process that really makes that click and give that change. Mm-hmm. And they have to be willing and want that. And
I mean, you generally, David, deal with people with the valley. I mean, they're at the low point of their life, right? I mean,
right. They
really, really, really want to do something. They'll tell you, and I think a lot of addicts do that. They say something, mm-hmm. they can't follow through with it. They disappoint everybody. But Lifeline Connect's been able to do this thing. So what are we going to get on Thursday?
Thursday is going to be a very exciting day. It's a dream come true. 6 years ago, we were approved by the county zoning. And a year ago, actually here on your radio station, the guys did a climb, if you remember, from the valley to the mountaintop.
I remember that. Michael and
Les.
And
three businessmen
in
the community. We raised $127,000 from that event. And then, as you know, Troy Lance had the event, the RB 24 brought 136,000 in. And Stevie J, the last thing they did was the motorcycle ride. You had that on
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
Raised the last
raised
about 100,000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the last bit.
David, you ride, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and you did the whole thing, and you raised how much, Brenda, on the ride?
You know, I can't give you exact because it just went to the point where
tens of thousands, right?
Oh, over, I'd say 90 at least.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Well, it has all come together. The community's been very supportive, right?
That's the one point I was wanting to put in there really big is this. The community, and I have to throw the name of Troy Lance out there, who came along beside us.
Huge. I mean,
he's been a big help. Eric Kraft of Kraft Development meets with us every day. Monday for I can't tell
Eric's
how long.
Good man, yeah.
And Wells and Wells.
Daniel is a great guy.
And Brett Pierce, who meets us every Monday for the last probably 3 months.
Yep.
It's been amazing, and with their help, we're over $280,000 donations of labor and material this community has pulled together.
Well, and it's changing lives, but it's changing generations. The direction of Michael Savage and his family and his family's family and all that's changed. So you guys, I know you don't really take the credit, Lord, I think, but you're the conduit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have people do that, and David and Brenda have done that. It's fantastic work. When you're doing the work of the Lord, I mean, You wake up every day saying, you know, give me strength, and I want to do more. And here you are quadrupling your capacity, and you're giving people hope. And I think that's what better way to live your life. It's a way to go.
One of the exciting things, too, Stevie, I feel like maybe the community doesn't know, is these guys have come from California to
all over
DC,
the country, right? They've
Florida
heard about
to
you.
They've heard.
So
17 states represented by Lifeline, and now we're hearing a cry from our own community. And that's a goal. That's a goal to expand and reach more of our own local.
That'd be
as
wonderful.
Well.
I mean, but it better be tough because you can't go from 6 to 24 tonight. You're going to have to grow slowly to make sure you have a handle on it. How do you decide which can, because you're going to have choices.
You want to take that one?
How do you decide?
Well, again, it depends on the want to of that.
But how do you know their heart? How do you know they're really going to get after it?
Well, you just have to trust the interview process and then do the best you can.
And fitting in with the community, too, right?
Fitting
in with the other guys.
Yes, and a really awesome thing in our community is a lot of the men graduate, don't really want to go back to any of that. A lot of things back there, they've become taxpayers in our community.
Yep. No, it's great.
I mean, you've heard Troy talk about the quality of men.
No, I mean, I've been with them, and they're terrific people. Yeah. Maybe more appreciative than the normal person having been where they've been. And they've successful, and it's a constant everyday battle, but then they have their faith and the Holy Spirit and things that lift you up and keep you up. It's awesome. Guys, congratulations.
Thank you.
9 o'clock, it's over at Lifeline Connect off High Cross Road.
Yes.
And people are welcome to come.
Yes, people are welcome to come.
9 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to have a little refreshments after. Yep. And actually going to do something really interesting at the groundbreaking. We'll have the Norm thing, but we're also having to break ground with the backhoe.
Really? With David?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You
can
ride
He's
a cycle and you got a backhoe. What are you, some sort of handyman? That's awesome.
Well, I did that for a living for many years.
Wow. Well, that's kind of fun. It's not your normal shovel now, is it?
Right.
Guys, thank you. God bless you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Stevie J.
Dave and Brenda Rogers, Lifeline Connect. Come on out off High Cross Road. You can watch your groundbreaking of something that's transformational for so many lives. It's just fantastic what they've done. Lifeline Connect, 841 ESPN, 93.5.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, 2 for just $8. Must buy 2. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
2018 Urbana Sweet Corn Festival is thrilled to introduce a new local spin on beer. This year, we have partnered with local breweries Riggs, Blind Pig, and Distill to make sure the beer we serve at Sweet Corn Festival is a full celebration of our local scene. Our 2018 Festival Cup will allow you to bring your drink between the Sweet Corn Festival and downtown bars without missing a beat. Roaming with a drink in your hand at the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival has never been easier. This festival is proudly brought to you by the Urbana Business Association, City of Urbana, Brandert Center for the Performing Arts, and Illinois American Water. For more information, visit UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Vin Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
It's a place you'll host your first barbecue. See your child take his or her first steps, bake cookies, and laugh long into the night. It's your first or your next house. But it's more than that. It's a special place with special people. Hi, I'm Justin Gintz with Illinois National Bank. Before you buy, let's talk about that place where your family will grow for years and how the 217 mortgage team with Illinois National Bank can make your dreams a reality.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit CountryArbors.com for more information.
It's the send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian.
There she is.
You're invited to join us at the iHotel and Conference Center Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Grace and wish her luck at the Miss America competition in Atlantic City. Join us for hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks and even some desserts. Admission is only $15 a person. Children under 12, just $5. All money raised goes to the Miss Illinois Scholarship Association. Tickets must be purchased by August 17th at MissIllinois.org. It's a send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian. Coming up Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 at the iHotel and Conference Center. Tickets available at MissIllinois.org. Buy yours today, and we'll see you there.
It'll be really a fun event. And I know you have to think about where you're going to be on August 25th. That's a week from Saturday from 5 to 7, but Chancellor Jones will be there. And I think quite a few people from around the state will be there, and there's just a chance to see Grace, get a picture, an autograph if you'd like, and just wish her well. She's so excited to greet anybody that's able to come. She'd love to see if you can. Jump to our and MissIllinois.org. It's a fundraiser for the scholarship. State Scholarship Association. Okay. All going to a great cause. Let's check your sports.
All right. St. Louis beat the Washington Nationals, and Paul DeJong of ISU fame got that walk-off homer. He was in the Cardinal Caravan. Fun to hear him speak when he was at the Hilton.
Well, here he spoke after the game. I mean, here it is, bottom of the ninth. He hits his dinger, and he sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty excited in my first walk-off. I lost my voice earlier when Carp hit that bomb, so I was just happy that I came through in this situation. Just love playing with this team and love the walk-offs wins. We seem like have the most in the big leagues, so always fun to win like that.
And I think Cardinal fans would agree with me. A month and a half ago, this team would have lost that game five different ways. I did not think they were going to win because that's the way the season's gone. But lo and behold, now they got our attention. Six in a row. Two back of the wild card, five back of the Cubs in the National League Central, and they're a legitimate wild card contender.
That's right. Cubs in Milwaukee, 120 today and tomorrow. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Detroit over the Chicago White Sox, 9-5. They've got a game up in Detroit against the Tigers again today. I was just reading about Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh does not anticipate any player suspensions as a result of the school's compliance department investigating whether any current players sold team-issued shoes, which would be an NCAA violation. Also trending, Ohio State assistant coach Zach Smith's ex-wife Courtney had been interviewed yesterday as the ongoing investigation about whether Urban Meyer handled abuse allegations, and he's still on that paid administrative leave. Also trending in football, the Bears with Roquan Smith's arrival. Looks like the joint practices with the Broncos and the Bears he totally missed in his 29-day hold out on the wording in his rookie contract, but $18.5 million, not bad for the Bears. And, of course, we have our Illini in action with their camp between 9 and 11, if you want to check that out on the campus rec fields. And a lot of people have a star on Saturday the 18th, where it's Fan Appreciation Day at Memorial Stadium. You get lots of autographs and things like that and see the guys in action. Should be fun.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of pictures and hanging around. Kind of fun to throw a ball around Memorial Stadium, too.
Inter-squad volleyball also happening on the 18th. And for our soccer team, we're in action in North Carolina. Carolina on Thursday.
Yep.
So go Illini all around. We're starting to feel more buzz and moving and shaking in Campus Town.
Well, I was driving on Campus Town yesterday, and it's, you know, starting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have so many people that arrive early for Rush and marching Illini. And by next week, we'll be full bore for sure. So if you want to drive around campus the last few days to not have a whole bunch of folks. I love them. Glad they're here. Boy, we miss you when you're gone, but it just such a blessing to have the University of Illinois right here in our little town.
And that's kind of why it's TVJ Broadcasting. We have our Welcome Back student bags powered by Prospect Bank. So take note of us handing out our bags on Sunday, August 26th, thanks to Jets Pizza, Game Day Spirit Place at 117 Apartments, and Salad Meister.
I think we're going to have some real winners in that bag.
Some great deals.
I mean, some wonderful coupons and stuff that students just love.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hand out 1,000. Doesn't take
lasts very long.
Exactly.
There's tens of thousands hovering around that campus on quad day. It's always fun. All right, 8:49. Let me get you your weather coming up.
Wow, what a great turnout at Game Day Spirit.
If needed, I was very impressed with Champaign County and the jury coordinator. And everything I saw yesterday made me proud to be an American. Our justice system is the best in the world, albeit not perfect. But it's amazing how careful they were. And I'm impressed with our citizenry.
And how about the diversity in the room?
It was quite a bit of diversity.
Okay.
I honestly didn't complete. I was more taken back by how many were in the room. I don't remember in 2002 or 2003, whenever I did it last, there being that much of a pool. Now, back then we did 2 weeks, and I was exhausted week two. So I'm really happy it's only a week in our county. And I think there were 100 people in the room, but old, young, African-American, Caucasian, I mean, just a real mix. It's supposed to be a jury of your peers. But just how attentive and diligent people are, in my experience, of getting it right. It's a very serious responsibility to decide somebody's guilt or innocence.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the facts and the evidence and everything else. But I don't know if I'm going to be picked if I ever get a chance, because it says you have to do this without favor, and I favor police. So does that put me out of the loop? I don't know. And it also says you have to avoid the media.
Oh.
That's a problem.
Right.
So I got picked last time, so maybe I'll get picked again, and I'll dutifully serve. It is my civic duty and responsibility. I heard all the instructions and the videos they were showing of Alan Jones and Judge Randy Rosenbaum and video just explaining everything.
Okay.
I just felt good.
A good way to do it.
About being where I was. And it is a 100% reaction when you get that. A jury duty summons is like, oh, I don't have time. Everybody says the same thing.
Right.
But it's 5 days. In this case, we were there yesterday morning, didn't have to do anything in the afternoon, nothing today.
And still got $10, right?
I think the check's in the mail.
Okay, gotcha.
I know our county's flush with cash.
For me, it's September 17th when I get the
can't
tap.
Can't believe you got the same. We were talking about, and then Diane gets one. I go, what does that work? You know what the odds are?
Somebody's listening, probably. Says, yeah, we need to tap those two.
And saw a lot of familiar faces in the room, too.
Great. So that helped with the yearning for my phone.
Yeah, the no phone, you just have to bring something, book, crossword puzzle, paper, whatever you're doing.
Well, the fact that you knew a couple out of the 100 helps pass the time also with conversation.
Yeah, the eye contact and conversation.
You actually have to look at somebody and talk.
No, it was weird. Because in a normal setting like that, everybody have their phone, right?
That's right.
Everybody be looking at their phone.
Exactly.
So they're looking down at material. I mean,
sure.
They're reading stuff.
You don't want to be awkward.
But the county has a bunch of magazines that you can grab, crossword puzzles and stuff. Anyway, it's, again, something.
Probably would have got my hand sanitizer out after looking at that.
All right, we're back tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, and a high 87. I think we were supposed to get to the weather forecast that you teased.
Yeah,
with
sorry.
The sunshine and temperatures at 75 now.
87, a chance of rain, right?
Yeah.
This week?
Well, throughout the week, especially tomorrow through Friday.
We need some rain.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
And as Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. I know you're out there. Thank you so much. We'll meet tomorrow back on the radio 7 to 9. Jeremy Warner's show is next. Have a great Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. This is...